Well, as we bring you coverage today of the Oklahoma Irrigation Conference, one of the speakers is Charles Hillier. He's with it. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. He's an extension specialist, as you talked about, variable rate irrigation. And first of all, you know, in what scenarios does variable rate irrigation work the best?
Generally speaking, it's going to work the best in fields that are very variable. So if you have big variations in holding capacity, big variations in slope, or big variations in soil depth, that's where VRI is going to be most useful.
You know, what are some of the challenges that are maybe hindering this technology from being adopted on a more wide-scale basis?
The main thing is that it's very difficult and time-consuming to use. If you want to get the value out of it, you've got to have a lot of data. You've got to have that data readily available all the time. And doing that requires a lot of work from the user, time, basically. And that's the biggest obstacle right now, is making it easy.
Is part of that internet access still in our rural areas? Is it broader than that?
That's part of it. I think it's becoming less and less of a problem as cell coverage expands. Right now, it's mainly integration. It's how well do all of these widgets talk to each other. So that's the limiting factor right now.
As farmers look at variable rate irrigation, at this point, would you recommend it as a viable option?
In some cases, yeah. If they're managing areas that have no return on investment, right, so that they're just not croppable, if they have big variations in slope, or if they really like being on the cutting edge, those are situations where VRI is really worth it. There's also some situations where there's regulatory limitations, where you can't spray or chemigate in a tributary that's nearby the field or passing through the field. It could be very valuable in those situations.
Have we been able to get a good idea as what the potential savings could be to the farmer with variable rate irrigation?
So we did a study in Oregon. We did a sort of a tabletop study that estimated what's the max potential that we could get. It was really high in some cases. I mean, it was up, you know, 40-45%. Which is extreme, but the physics was plausible. Now, we actually tested it in a field test, and it was much less than that. It was around 5.5% per rotation, which is pretty low, not high enough to justify the expense of the system.
As farmers continue to consider it, I guess, what advice do you have for them, or maybe what homework should they think of doing first?
Well, first of all, find out if it's really worth it. Get a good map of the field and find out if you have the variability to really justify one of these systems. Then find out if you're really ready to handle all that data. That requires a lot of work, and you've got to have the time or have somebody with the time to do it. If you're considering those things, those are the two limiting factors that I would look at first.
Okay. And as you learn to be ready for any challenges if you do decide to install it.
As with any new technology, there are going to be challenges. In some cases, you're going to be on your own to figure that out. If nobody else has had that problem before, it's going to be up to you to solve it. Of course, the Extension Service is always interested in finding those problems because other people will have them, but they're expected. You've got to be ready for that.
Any other insight that you'd offer to farmers as they consider VRI?
Keep in mind that pumping capacity, if you get a VRI system, your flow is going to change. It's going to go up and down a lot more than it did before, so you've got to make sure you've got the pumping capacity to handle that.
Well, some good insight, learning from experience from Charles Hillier, and it did a project in Oregon, definitely saw the opportunities, also the challenges with variable rate irrigation. One of the speakers today at the Oklahoma Irrigation Conference at Fort Cobb. For the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.